This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 10 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies stretching from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. The pleasant weather offers a perfect opportunity to be outside and enjoy the day. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu has stated at the Israeli Air Force Wing ceremony that Iran will not achieve nuclear weapons with or without an agreement. That's from JNS earlier today. Also, Israel reportedly alerted the U.S. about a new Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump. This information comes from the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, Israel is willing to aid the U.S. against Iran if requested by Trump, though there are no plans to join a war. Separately, U.S. officials have paused strikes on Iran, giving diplomacy a chance to lead. This update is from Ynet earlier today. And finally, I-24 News reports on a pilot project in Gaza aimed at relocating residents to areas outside Hamas control. Reaction has been swift on social media. Melanie Phillips, a known journalist, posted just minutes ago questioning Netanyahu's approach to Iran. Leslie Kajomovitz wrote recently about the targeted strike in Gaza last April. He detailed the involvement of Islam Kuneita, linked to Hamas, who was killed in the attack. From Middle East 24, there's a discussion on Iran's influence in Sudan. They noted that Iran supports militant factions in the country, affecting regional stability. Let's go deeper. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks today at the Israeli Air Force Wing ceremony, he emphasized Israel's commitment to preventing Iran from obtaining nuclear capabilities. He praised recent Israeli operations against Iran, reinforcing the nation's defense posture. This commitment carries significant implications for regional security. Turning to the report from the Times of Israel, Israeli intelligence warned the U.S. of an Iranian plot against Trump. U.S. officials described the warning as general, possibly aimed at smoothing diplomatic tensions. This development underscores ongoing concerns about Iran's reach and intentions. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Israel's readiness to support the U.S. against Iran if Trump requests assistance. Israeli officials affirm their alliance with the U.S., though they acknowledge that direct involvement in conflict may not be necessary. This reflects Israel's strategic position in global geopolitics. In earlier reporting from Ynet, the U.S. has paused military strikes on Iran to prioritize diplomatic channels. Additional targets remain as leverage over Tehran, with U.S. forces on alert for potential new attacks. This pause suggests a cautious approach amid escalating tensions. Finally, the I-24 news story on Gaza introduces a project to relocate residents away from Hamas-controlled areas. This initiative aims to reduce the influence of Hamas and improve living conditions. The project's success could reshape the dynamics within Gaza. On the economic front, first, Sir Mick Davis, a prominent figure in the UK, warns that Israel faces potential challenges if it doesn't shift its current economic course. That's according to CTEK earlier today. Separately, Nvidia has expanded its operations in Israel by opening a development center in Be'er Sheva. This facility already employs over 150 workers, with plans for further recruitment, as reported by Israel Hayom Business. And finally, Globes reports that the Bank of Israel continues its intervention in foreign exchange markets. The central bank purchased over $1 billion in June to control the shekel's strengthening. This move is part of ongoing efforts to stabilize the currency. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.